You may not have known this, but this week is actually National Pollinator Week. So most people, when they think of a pollinator, I suppose they think of like a European honeybee. But actually, Australia's wild pollinators are often overlooked. So this week, what you can do is you can be a citizen scientist, and you've got the opportunity to contribute to the to wild pollinator insect conservation in Australia. So we've got the wonderful Dr. Manu Saunders on the line from the University of New England to tell us a bit more. So, I mean, just broadly, what is the wild pollinator count?
Hi, Eleanor. It's a citizen science project, so we've been running for a few years now, and it runs twice a year in April and November. And anyone, anywhere in Australia can get involved, doesn't matter where you are. In that week, so this count week it started last Sunday the 12th and it runs till next Sunday. So any time during that week, you can go outside on a warm sunny day, find some flowers somewhere in your backyard or in a national park, and you just watch them for 10 minutes and count what insects you see visiting those flowers.
Okay, so the first thing I'm thinking is, look, I have seen insects, but I have no idea what I'm looking at. If you can't identify bugs or bees, can you still participate?
Yes, definitely. So we specifically made the categories very general, so everyone can get involved. So they're, you know, we have one category for European honeybees because most people can recognise them. And then we just have other bees and then things like wasps and flies, and that's as general. You can tell us more if you know, and that's fine, and you can even send us photos. But we have heaps of ID resources and tips and lots of photos on our website to help you if you're not quite sure what you're looking at.
Now, I'm a bit of a bat fanatic, and I know bats are pollinators. Can you put them into the count?
Yes, bats are important pollinators, but unfortunately the wild pollinator count just focuses on insects. So we know birds, bats and even mammals are also great pollinators in Australia, but just for this one we just want insects.
Alrighty, so I mean, why is this important?
So there's actually very little information about a lot of our insects in Australia generally, and especially our pollinators. So, you know, we have 1,800 plus different species of native bee in Australia that most people have never heard of. There's also thousands of flies and wasps and butterflies and beetles and all these other insects that are important pollinators, not just in our gardens, but also for a lot of our crops. But we don't actually know a lot about them. So I think it's nearly 70% or something of these species are actually undescribed. So even scientists don't know what they are. And as far as actually about life histories, where they live, what they eat, what they need to survive, we know very, very little.
Alrighty. So, I mean, how will the data be used?
So we just collect the data. We've been collecting it for a few years, and hopefully we're just building this long-term picture at the moment of where we see these different insects and what plants they visit. So one of the things you're asked to include in your submission is what plant you watched. A common name is fine. You don't have to know botanical species names either. But we just want to get that idea of interaction. So not just did you see this insect, but what flower did you see it on? And that way we can see, you know, what sort of flowers are these insects visiting in different parts of Australia.
Alrighty, well, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but it's been a very interesting morning. If you do want to know more about the Wild Pollinator Count, do check out wildpollinatorcount.com and, you know, get involved. Be a citizen scientist. I'm excited. I mean, you know, I'm not great at identifying things, but I'm going to do it. And you know what? Please do it with me. If you want any more information, you can head to the 2ser.com website and, you know, and there'll all be all the information up there.